between us, touch down, I'll lay up the sky. Break your rules down so that you can get your game off his side.
Athletics and relationships. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jasmine George. I've got a master's degree in counseling and a PhD in the love of sports, baby. Cheekbones and charm, Jazzy Fizzle on the ones and twos.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George. Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
Happy Sunday, everyone. 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast, the Best Coast. This is Jasmine George, executive producer and host of Female Field Guide, a woman's cheat sheet. Sports, athletics, entertainment, relationships, be all the above. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know the Grammys are on, but do me a favor. Mute it. And tune in to the very special Valentine's Day show of Female Field Guide. An extra long relationship segment are If You Can't Beat Them, Join Them. We're going to be speaking with some fantastic individuals. So we're going to sprinkle sports on there, baby. But we're going to pack the punch and we're going to lay it on thick, baby. When it comes to relationships, it's our Valentine's Day show. Female Field Guide, ladies, I truly want to get you right. And fellas, you know that I love you too. Sunday night, Jasmine George, thank you so much for tuning in. Allow me to introduce myself for all the first-time listeners. Hey, maybe even second-time listeners are like, how did this broad get a show? All right. My pleasure. I'll introduce myself again. I'm a basketball player. I was pretty good back in my day. Now I'm going to need to stretch, make sure I go to yoga Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Kelly, she's amazing. 24-hour fitness. Make sure I stretch. Jump shot is still wicked. I'm a coach. Used to coach my own high school. Used to coach NJBAU. Listen, had a time of my life. God bless those memories. I'm a student of sports, and most importantly, I'm a lady that, you know, I want to get my ladies right. I love the game. If I can have a meaningful, you know, conversation, if I can get my girls to have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans and or the men in their life, my job is done. It's just beginning. It's amazing. I'm also the sports editor and writer of Prominence Magazine. Always want to thank Ms. Glennies for giving me the opportunity to continue to spread my wings and share my passion. We're going to have a fantastic spring issue of Prominence Magazine coming up. Why don't you go ahead and order? Why don't you go ahead and support your sister, girlfriend, Jasmine, and the entire Prominence Magazine staff, and visit prominencemagazine.com. You can subscribe for the print and or online issue. I'm also a, you know, we do feature stories. I'm still part of the Patch newspaper, divingbar.patch.com. I had a couple really cool pieces recently, of course, with the holidays, so many games that were going on. The Non-Sports Fan's Guide to Surviving the Holidays. I hope you had fun. I got a lot of hits on the webpage. Go ahead and visit that, divingbar.patch.com. You can type my name, and you can access all of Jazzy Fizzle's pieces. You know that you can call me Professor, baby. Sports psychology. Ethnic, cultural, and gender issues in sports. And boy, do I have fun doing that. I'm also the sports anchor for Game Time. Shout out to the Inland Empire Media Group for once again letting me spread my wings, man. Let me do my thing. God bless you guys. I appreciate that. Listen, you can catch all of the episodes since the inception, since Jazzy Fizzle graced the television show, i.e. mediagroup.tv. Or you can go on my YouTube page, youtube.com/femalefieldguide. But I'm going to get there. Because you can reach me, you know, in a variety, or what I like to say, a plethora. Shout out to Jerry George, retired school teacher. She used to throw some crazy words at us. We didn't know what they were. But I guess it paid off because now I'm on the air, and now I'm using fancy words. Hey, Jerry George, New Orleans finest. You can contact myself. You can contact the show in a variety of ways. ways, of course, I have a Facebook page for FFG, facebook.com/femalefieldguide. Twitter, I promise you, it'll be the best decision you've ever made on a Sunday night at 8 p.m., probably sipping a glass of Moscato with the Grammys muted, listening to your girl. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/femalefieldguide. Or guess what? Just follow me, man, at femalefieldguide and leave the E off a guide. Guess what? Tumblr. You guys know what a Tumblr is? Well, go ahead and check out mine, and you will. That's how we set the standard. It's another fantastic social networking site. Female Feel Guide. It's almost like an online magazine, what we're doing. Videos, my tweets. Go ahead and visit me. Tumblr. FemaleFeelGuide.tumblr. TumblrS.com. And you can keep in contact with me. Shout out to my intern, Ashley, who's managing it and really doing a fantastic job. I just want to give a special shout out to everyone that has visited my YouTube page at least once. I want you to keep going. I said, I want you to keep going. But if you visited at least once, you have contributed to the 14,000 uploaded views. I know I've had a glass of Moscato, but I didn't stutter. And I think I'm going to take this time to thank you guys for the support. You know what you're going to get. The audience clap, applause, crazy. Thank you so much. And growing. We're going to have some fantastic videos in the next couple of weeks. I'll share with you what I've got going down. YouTube.com/femalefieldguide. Please continue to share, spread the word, retweet. I greatly appreciate you. Now, there's some people that really enjoy the show, and I love you guys for it, but they don't want to call. They're nervous. Maybe they get some bubble guts when they get on the air when they call. Have no fear, baby. You can reach me in so many ways. I've got the Female Feel Guide message hotline. You can leave a question. You can leave a comment in the most unique, fun messages when we play on the air. That's a guarantee. 909-276-7132. You can also email me any questions, comments, info@femalefieldguide.com. Did you know? I hope you know now, but just in case for the first time listeners, once again, thank you for coming on. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me borrow an hour. You can download my show on podcast. Yes. You can download it. Go ahead and go to the iTunes store, type up Female Feel Guide or FFG, and there's my mug smiling, representing the FFG. You can download it, all of my episodes that I've ever had since October 30th, 2010, and we keep growing, baby. Hey, I've got an idea. While you're there, go ahead and download the Female Feel Guide app. You can stay on top of all of my videos, my YouTube page, my tweets, my Facebook posts, and we've got a fun album that we continue to update as we are hitting the road and having some fun, myself as well as the FFG team. If you have an Android or an iPhone or iPad, go ahead and download that app and support your girl. Shout out to ZenForce Media for designing such a dope app. We've got a great show tonight. Like I said, it's a pre-Valentine's Day show. But before I get into what's on tap, we're going to have some fun. It's going to be amazing. As a young woman, as a young black woman, I would be remiss to stop and pause. Even though this has nothing to do with sports, I don't care. Everyone found out the horrible news last night that Miss Whitney Houston, at the age of 48, was found dead in her hotel room. She was in Los Angeles. She was scheduled to perform at the Clive Davis annual concert event the night before the Grammys. 415 awards, 2 Emmys, 6 Grammys, 22 American Music Awards, 30 Billboard Awards, and she sold over 300 million copies. Dead at 48, Miss Whitney Houston, I will always love you. God bless you for the bodyguard. God bless you for waiting Excel. God bless you for you just gracing the stage. I want to take a moment of silence just to remember her. Rest in peace, Whitney. This is Jasmine Georgia, Female Feel Guide. We'll be right back after this break, and I'll give you the wonderful lineup on what's on tap for tonight's show, the pre-Valentine's Day show. We will be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
You go, girl. I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. Because I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done. I mean, there's a disconnect from the womb, especially with football. The men in our life learn about the X's and O's when they're little guys. They have Pop Warner. They have Madden. And what do we have? Nothing. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. Learn, laugh, and love the game.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. Interesting weekend, but we will still continue to push on. We're going to celebrate love tonight. So I've got an hour with you, and I want to celebrate love, whether it's husband and wife, best friend, mother, daughter, boo, booski. We're going to celebrate love, and we're going to sprinkle some sports on it. I guarantee you, we're going to sprinkle some sports on there. I mean, who am I? I'm a female field guide. I gotta sprinkle some sports on there. We've got a fantastic, fantastic lineup. Now, we had her on the show, last week for the pre-Super Bowl show, and she was breaking down a little bit of etiquette, how to conduct yourself while watching the Super Bowl. What if you're on a date? What if Tyrell says, hey, girl, my boy Jerome is having a Super Bowl party. Do you want to go? How do you conduct yourself? It's still a date. So Marie Dubuque will be here in a few minutes. She'll be calling in. She is a etiquette coach, consultant. She knows her stuff, relationships and all the above, and really how to conduct yourself. Well, of course, Tuesday is, a day that is oozing with love, whether if it's a relationship or friendship, mother, daughter, you name it. And so we're going to talk to her about some Valentine's Day pitfalls. Is there too much pressure on men for Valentine's Day? And of course, last but not least, I know all you fellas and some chicks want to know, is it bad etiquette to double book on Valentine's Day? We'll get the answers. All that and more. Marie will be calling in just a few minutes. One of my senior producers, Tamika, will be on the line as well. We like to do a three-way combo when we talk to Marie. We had so much fun last week, so we're going to go ahead and do that again. I'm excited to be speaking with some friends of mine. They are, they fit so appropriately in this wonderful spectrum of sports and relationships. We're also going to have a guy's perspective. Are you serious? Of course. Female Field Guide, bridging the gap between men and women. We're going to have Curtis on at about 8:30-ish, and we're going to talk to him. We're going to talk to him about sports, and we're going to ask his opinion about, hey, a gal that knows sports, is it amazing or not? You tell me. We'll have Curtis calling in from Chicago, born and raised. Well, actually born on the East Coast, raised in Cali. We'll talk to him. And a very fantastic single in the city segment with my girl pal, Rhonda Rondigga. She'll be calling. And boy, do we have some things to share with the listeners in our extended If You Cannot Beat 'Em, Join 'Em segment. And we're going to go ahead and do that. We're going to jump right in with our hour-long relationship segment, If You Can't Beat 'Em, Join 'Em. Female Field Guide. Hit it.
And relationships.
Get away from me. I'm watching the game.
Well, you know what I say. If you can't beat them, join them.
I am excited to bring on, of course, one of my senior producers, my partner in crime at times, Tamika, is on the line. Hey, babe.
Hey, doll.
And, of course, certainly last but not least, this is the lady that's going to set us straight and make sure that we are on our best behavior on Valentine's Day, Miss Marie Dubuque. How are you doing, honey? And thank you so much for coming back on the show. You deserve a round of applause.
Thank you for having me. I get applause. I've never gotten that before. How are you guys doing? It's so great to talk to you again.
Yes, I'm doing fantastic. Mika, how are you, honey bunch?
I'm fantastic.
Okay, so yes. Tamika and Jasmine, do you guys have plans on Valentine's Day? Are you all ready?
Well, here's the thing. My little brother, I love him. He actually put together a really fun party for all the singles at this local, Bowling Alley pub that he always goes to. So as of last week, maybe, what's today, Sunday? Well, anyway, I always had plans to do that because, you know, I'm single, and the stipulations were as long as you're single on Facebook, as long as that's your status for you to be single. And I said, okay, bro, I'm not dating anyone. But then I believe, like, the next day he put the invite together, I was actually asked on a date. So came out of nowhere. I had no plans, but I will be going out on Valentine's. After all.
Oh, how fun. Well, you know, here, it's like all, I remember I was single for a long time in my 20s, and I remember when I was single on Valentine's Day, my girlfriends and I, we would just be commiserating, we'd be so depressed. And it's like, yeah. I love that idea of your brothers to have that party, because in Australia they do that too. They do it all over the country. I'm on the show in Australia. And they have this thing called Dateless and Desperate, and they have these parties all over the country. So why can't we do that here? Why are we so depressed on Valentine's Day if we're single?
Wait, Marie, I have to press this down.
Awkward.
That title really hurts my feelings, Marie.
Well, you're not desperate and dateless now.
No, I know. It was definitely a fourth quarter change, and we had no idea. But I'm open to it, and I'm excited. I'm not quite sure what's planned. I'm leaving it to him. So, we'll see how that goes. But I'll probably make a. Before I go home, stop by my brother's party and show my support to him and his buddies, too.
Oh, absolutely. That's probably where you have the best time, too.
Absolutely. You know what? I might. I really might. Well, I'm me and Mika, and of course the listeners, we've been getting some great feedback from the fantastic advice you gave us for the Super Bowl, pre-Super Bowl party we had. And I said, well, Mika, let's get Marie back on. And we were able to check out, of course, now that we're tweet friends and Facebook buddies and all of that fun stuff, we're able just to stay in contact with you and see everything you have going. And I was so intrigued, because I've been out of the game for a while, to learn about some Valentine's Day pitfalls. Marie, please share with Mika and the listeners, what are some of those pitfalls that we fall to?
Oh, well, I think it's the guys, not you girls, the guys.
Okay.
Who are making the biggest mistakes. they wait till the last minute. They go to the store, to the grocery store, grab a six-pack and a Kit Kat bar and bring it home, and that's Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? You don't have to spend a lot of money, but you've got to put some thought into it. That is not going to do it. Now, you can stop by the grocery store, but grab dinner at the deli department that's already made. Bring it home. Put some candles out. Just do something that takes some thought. You don't have to spend money, but don't just grab a card not even looking at it. You know what else is really great?
Yeah.
It's those coupon books that say, like, I'm going to do the dishes for a week, or I'm going to, do something like that. So I'm just thinking about things that guys can do that don't cost a lot of money.
Marie, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more, and I know Mika can, of course, co-sign with this, because I think a lot of pitfalls that guys fall into is they think that the majority of the women want some big fancy-smancy extravagant thing, but it's all about the thought and just acknowledging. If the young lady likes Valentine's, because some chicks are like, oh, I don't like it. Hey, I like it. But for the young lady in their lives that like Valentine's Day, just the simple acknowledgement of their feelings that they want to celebrate it. Oh my gosh.
I know, but you guys, that's really good, but jewelry's good too, okay? And when I say that, the guys freak out. They do jewelry, they think diamonds and gold. It's not. All you have to do, you know what I'm talking about? You can go to the department store, get like earrings that cost $20. Somebody told me their favorite pair of earrings cost $20, less than roses. One time my husband got me these roses in a box. Oh, my gosh, a dozen roses, and they came with bugs, and they're half dead. I'm like, let's not do that anymore. Jewelry. And they're like, say the girl is funky and edgy. You guys seem funky and edgy. So you don't need to get like a pearl on a string then. You get them something, a little contemporary. Just look at what they have. Go to Macy's or wherever, and then tell the sales lady. Even take pictures of what she already has. Bring it to the sales lady at the department store. You don't have. I know that guys are intimidated by jewelry stores. You don't have to go there. Just go to the department store.
I love it. I think Mika's got a question that might be a little taboo, but hey, it's 2012. Let's put it out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so is it bad etiquette to double book on a Valentine's Day, whether it's
you have, you go out with someone for lunch, and then you go out with someone for dinner, and then you go out with someone for cocktails. I mean, sometimes a lot of this stuff happens at the end where you start out not having a date, and then all of a sudden you have, like, 2 to 3 dates. So is it a
problem? Mm. I had never had that problem. But I think that you should not double book on Valentine's Day. I think you should find one sweetheart, and that's it.
Okay.
But I don't know. It looks like Jasmine's double booking a little bit.
I'm okay with that.
Bite.
Where's my soundbite? I got to get a soundbite so I can deflect the attention. So I can deflect the attention from me.
You're okay in my book.
Hey, I'm focusing on Sunday night, female field guide. I'm really happy that Marie is on. That's what I'm going to focus on. And everyone that's listening. No, of course, I. You know what? It's like you see the sitcoms, either it works out with the double booking or it's a complete disaster. So, you know, of course, Marie, you are the queen of etiquette. You've been giving us some fantastic gems, and we just said, let's throw this question in here, and let's see what Marie thinks. Okay, one sweetie pie, one honey.
If you
honey
can get
bun.
By with it.
I don't know if I'm wired for it. You know, this, you know, 29 is here, and I'm loving it, but I think I might be too much of a wuss. I'm not sure. I'll talk to Mika online, offline about that. Okay, here's a couple more questions. We're having a blast. Couple more questions. Now, Valentine's Day has traditionally been, okay, fellas, Valentine's Day, get your honey bunch, this, that, and the other. Do you feel that there's too much pressure just on the fellas? And if so, or even not, you know, what's your opinion on that? Is there too much pressure on the guys on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a lot of pressure on guys. I think because it's like it's make or break time. I mean, you know, because, and I agree. I mean, you know, if a woman, if you really go all out and you really take the time and you try and this woman is still disappointed, then you got to rethink the relationship, honestly. Mm-hmm. So it is sort of a make or break time for couples, I think, in general. Yeah. And then guys worry so much that they're going to screw up that they get all nervous. And you know what I say to the girls? Just tell the guys what you want if it's in their price range. I send my husband a link 2 weeks before my birthday, a website link. And, you know, and people say, well, that's not romantic. I said, well, is it very romantic if you're disappointed and he's frustrated?
Absolutely.
You know, because he couldn't get you what you wanted. So,
I was going to ask you that. You know, I think that we expect that our guys and our honey bunches are supposed to, like, while we're sleeping, into our brains and know exactly what we want. But men are from Mars and women are from Venus. So how the heck are they going to know exactly what we want unless we, you know, give them a little bit of rope, for goodness sake, not to hang themselves, but geez, but we to get what we want, for goodness sake.
Right,
I couldn't agree with you more. Okay, let's see. This is so much fun. Okay, I have another question. Wait, Mika.
You do?
Okay, it's your turn. You go.
Okay, now, Marie, on your YouTube page, you have when a boyfriend of the year forgets your birthday. Now, what advice would you give to someone if they forgot your Valentine's Day gift or Valentine's Day period? Let's say that they had to work and they really couldn't take you out. They wanted to take you out before, but the girl didn't want to go out, and they just couldn't be with you on Valentine's Day. What advice would you give to her?
Okay,
Marie,
and this is what I said on my YouTube. You guys are really good. You do your homework. All right, I said it's her fault, and that's the truth because you know what? You got to tell them what you want. You got to remind them. Yeah. I had to do with my husband all the time. I remind him. I made reservations for Valentine's Day because they're really busy, and so I'm not going to be disappointed on Valentine's Day because I already made the reservations. I didn't get the gift, but I pretty much know what I'm getting, not the roses in a box this time. You see what I mean? So you've got to tell them. You've got to be direct.
It's definitely, you know, especially for those that are in committed relationships, it's about meeting them halfway because it could be a fiasco. And here's a question as a bonus. It just popped in my head. My girlfriend, who I know that's listening, her birthday is the day after Valentine's Day. What advice can you give her honey bunch? Hey, Ari, I love you. What advice can you give for him? Because, oh, my gosh, it's like double pressure. And it's a milestone birthday, too. So it's not like it's,
hard.
What can we give
that poor guy. I feel sorry for him. Okay, don't get her candy or flowers on her birthday. Get candy or flowers on Valentine's Day, and then go for the jewelry. I always say if it's a committed relationship, go for the jewelry. on her birthday. That's why it's completely different, and she gets her special day plus Valentine's Day. And then he's going to be like, oh, my gosh, I can't do this anymore. But after her birthday, then you got a whole other year. So just 2 days, and that's
it.
You can do it.
And see, my girlfriend, Ari, she tries to play as if she's not all fluffy, warm, and fuzzy like she likes that. But I know. It's a milestone birthday, and it's Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
if he did nothing, she would be so upset. Are you kidding?
Oh,
I know. Don't do that, though. Don't act like, oh, it doesn't matter, when it really does matter. Because when you say that, guys take everything literally. Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay, that means I don't have to do anything. Great, I'm off the hook. You see what I mean?
I love it.
Don't do that. You'll be disappointed.
Well, it seems to me that we have a call coming from Los Angeles. It might be Ari. We'll see. We're just going to play it. That's why I love this show. We're live. And let's see who it is. It's a 310 area code. This is out of L.A. We'll bring him on the show. Hi, you're listening live with the Female Field Guide. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cardiff.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good.
What brings you on the show, my friend?
All right. No, just came to talk about some sports.
Well, you know what? You're on our segment with a bunch of fantastic ladies. So before we'll bring you on and talk about from the male's perspective, my friend.
Okay.
Have you ever had a situation where you were dating a young lady and she said either I don't want anything for my birthday or I don't want anything for Valentine's Day and you didn't get it for her? How did that end up for you?
You know what was. You know what's funny? That's never happened. Even though they say they didn't want, I still got it for them anyway.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
You passed the test.
You are fantastic, and that's what we'll be talking to you in a few seconds to pick your brain, because you passed the test. That was the entry to even continuing on the show. You passed.
Yeah, you could be on the show now.
Curtis, I love it. We're gonna close up with Marie. You are fantastic. I hope that you continue to come on the show because we love it, and we're going to continue to support you and be sure that we're going to be watching all of your fantastic videos on YouTube. Please share with all the wonderful FFG listeners where they can follow you on Twitter, where they can buy any of your books, and, of course, watch your fantastic videos.
Tamika and Jasmine, you are just so much fun. I'm on youtube.com/mannersbymarie, and then Twitter, please follow me. I don't have as many followers as you guys. All right, it's twitter.com/mariedubuque, MarieDubuque. And have fun. I want to know how this date/party with your brother goes on Valentine's Day.
You got it. I'll be tweeting and I'll just tweet message you because I don't want to put my business all out there, but I'll be definitely keeping you in the mix because I appreciate your opinion. Mika, be quiet because I hear you giggling. Marie,
yeah, we didn't hear about Mika's Valentine's Day plans. All right, next year.
You know what? It's live. I'm the boss. We can talk about Mika. We can stretch it out. Mika, hey, babe, what's up?
Hey, babe, I'm working, so that's
All right.
Mika, I'll
it's okay.
Mika, I'll buy you some sweethearts. I'll buy you some sweethearts at the meeting tomorrow. Boom.
Thanks.
There you go. It's Mika, it's Marie. They're fantastic. We love you both. And I'm putting you off the show. See you
Thanks,
guys later.
Guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. That's good. See, it's all about love. I threw Curtis in the mix. I threw him the ball. He caught it. Gave him the assist. He caught it. I'm going to take one more break. I'm going to sip some of my water. And we're going to talk to a fella. He's going to represent all the men on Valentine's Day, sports fans, interacting with the women and sports fans in their life. On the other side of this break, this is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Female Field Guide. We'll return after these messages.
This is Ronnie Reaver, representing the running backs, and we love listening to Female Field Guides.
Ben Wells, repping for the American team.
Okay.
This is the DB.
Yes, sir. Yes. How you doing?
Lock it up.
That's right.
No. And make sure you listen to
Female Field Guides.
Hey. And have and enjoy yourself.
Right.
Yeah. And follow me on Twitter.
Wide receivers, national team, Female Field Guides, signing off.
Is in that booth.
Signing out.
Signing out.
You're listening to Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide.
Look good, play good, pay good, live good, you know, eat good, die good.
shout out to Dion. I love playing that clip. Just like last week, I recently found out that my auntie loves her from Dion Sanders. Righty right, I did not know that. I'll make sure I hook you guys up. He is recently divorced. You know, get your cougar on, Mighty Red. Anyway, of course, talking about love, sports, and relationships. I mean, it, like I always say, it's a beautiful blend. It's so wonderful. And this is the hour-long pre-Valentine's Day, if you can't beat them, join them segment. And, you know, it's all about girl power, but guess what, man? It takes two to tangle. This world is filled with wonderful women and gorgeous and wonderful men. And I'm so excited to bring on my new friend, a supporter of the show, which I'm so appreciative of. And we're going to talk Eagles and Chicago Bulls and relationships and Valentine's Day and all that stuff. So without further ado, he's born in Chicago and raised in Cali. What a fantastic story. His name is Curtis and his last name is Martin. We'll bring him on the show. Curtis.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, first time guest. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Jasmine?
I am I'm great. It's another Sunday night for the show, and I'm always appreciative for my friends and supporters to come on and me for just to pick their brain and just, you know, so they can share about everything that's going on with them. So let me ask you a question. I recently visited Chicago, and I loved it. It was in the summertime, so I loved it. But since you've spent time, obviously, you're born in Chicago, you spent time on the West Coast, which is better, the West or the East Coast, Curtis?
Now, it depends. Now, weather-wise, LA is nothing beats LA. But
true.
In terms of overall fun, I love Chicago. I mean, that's home to me. And so I have a lot of stuff to do out there, a lot of family and friends, so I'm always going to say Chicago because that's where home is and that's where the heart is.
Absolutely. I'll be visiting Chicago actually in a couple of weeks after the combines. I'm going to visit some loved ones out there from Indy, and then I'm going to go to Chicago, so I'm excited. I'm a little nervous about the weather. I got a lot of, you know, injuries from basketball, Curtis, so I'm going to have to wear 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pairs of socks and leggings because, yes. But anyway, so speaking of, we're going to stay East Coast. We're going to jump right into Philadelphia. We share a common love as fans of the Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, you know, Curtis, I just want to get it out the way. The season of the Philly Eagles definitely weren't what we thought it would be. Your opinion, my friend, as an avid sports fan, as an avid Philadelphia Eagles fan, what do you think went wrong with the Eagles season?
It's not, honestly, you know, you can't point to just one thing that went wrong.
It was
a combination of a lot of things. You got, first of all, you got the short mini camp preseason and training camps.
Mm-hmm.
That for one was wrong. Then you have this whole Deshaun Jackson fiasco that also played itself. And then it was just everybody wasn't meshing. Everybody didn't get have a chance to mesh the way that a team like say the Giants, they were able to mesh because a lot of the players they didn't have a big turnover like we had. We had to do a whole revamp of the offense, well, of the defense. Matter of fact, we had an offensive line coach going to the defensive coordinator. That right there, a whole new system, all that pretty much spelled almost doom for the Eagles from the start.
You know, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think as sports fans, sometimes we get just so caught up in, you know, and really in society, we live in a whole microwave society. What's, you know, now. But people are human beings, and even though they're, you know, professional athletes, they have to match on the field. And, of course, just like you said, with that shortened off season, they brought all these new cats on the team. And, of course, injuries didn't help. You know, the way that Mike Vick plays is exciting, but it's also scary because when the defensive end cracks him, it's a wrap. Hence, he's out 2, 3, 4 weeks with cracked ribs. Now, we'll stay with Mike Vick. We'll stay with the Eagles. They had a dream team, quote Mr. Vince Young, and he had essentially, you know, a great deal of weapons. And it has been reported that weapons meaning wide receivers. Mr. Vick has a criminal record, so I should probably clear that up, that Mike Vick had a plethora of weapons to throw to at receivers. And it was reported that, wow, veteran wide receiver who essentially turned his life around, Mr. Plaxico Burress, said he wants to come to Philly. And as a fan, my friend, do you think that will happen? And if so, is it good for the Birds?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, can we please squash the Dream Team talk? that talk just kills me. But in terms of Plaxico,
yeah.
I mean, he'll make a great addition to the team. Only thing is, I'm wondering how this is going to affect the whole DeSean Jackson thing, because he's the wild card in all this. And he's going to determine how this wide receiver core play shapes out. Because, I mean, you have DeSean Jackson, you have Jeremy Maclin, of course, and you have Jason Upfront. And then if you add Plaxico Burress, I mean, you got to look at that. That's four. It's four players, football. What? And then on top of that, you got Brent Celek, as well as running the ball with arguably the best running back in the league, LeSean McCoy.
There it is.
I mean, it could work. I mean, the good thing about Plaxico, he'll make a very good red zone target. And somebody who can catch the ball in tight spaces, he will be very beneficial to the club, because they desperately need that. I mean, they haven't had that since T.O. left in 05.
I agree. And you know what I love about Plaxico, he's a big body, and just like you said, I mean, he could just stretch out, and Vic could throw him a nice little lob, he'll go and snatch it up over those corners. So I definitely feel that for the Eagles and really the entire NFL, I think that there will be less amount of injuries, you know, God willing, because there will be, you know, an official, off season, for goodness sakes. All right, so we have hope that the Eagles, with or without Plax, will be a lot better than last season, my friend. With it being basketball season, I'm listening.
Basketball.
With it being basketball season, it's been a great season thus far. I'm listening.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I'm saying it's basketball season. You are a Chicago man. And,
yes.
I mean, geez Louise, the Bulls have really, they started off and they were like gangbusters, and they had the best record in the entire NBA. Of course, the head man, the reigning MVP, the youngest MVP in history, Mr. Derrick Rose. They've had a fantastic season thus far. I mean, I believe it's game 27-28 of the 66-game schedule. But D. Rose has been out with back spasms. You know, I know you've probably been able to catch more games than I have with regards to the Bulls. How have you felt that the Bulls have been faring without D. Rose? And how do you feel that they're going to, you know, in depth in the entire season?
Well, you know what? I mean, so far they've fared okay. I mean, I think they have a 6-3 record ever since, like, the games that he's missed due to the toe into the back. But it's one of the things where, I mean, in order for them to win a championship, they need Derrick Rose at full strength. And another thing is they do need to get the home court advantage, I feel, in order to beat Miami, even though it didn't really plan out that way last year. But I really feel that this year, if they have Derrick Rose and everybody healthy, I think they'll be able to maybe push Miami a little bit further than they were able to do last year.
Well, I definitely did. The East is so strong. And you know what? You're my friend. You know that I'm a Celtics fan. You think I wasn't going to talk about how the Celtics beat the Bulls today? Did you think I wasn't going to play the applause track? Let's play it again for the Celtics.
You know what?
Yes.
You know what? Honestly, I have no problem with the Celtics. I mean, I love the way they play, because they play my brand of basketball, hard-nosed defense. Love Kevin Garnett.
Right.
I love Ray Allen. I love Paul Pierce. But I'm going to just say this. If Rose played, the Bulls would have won. I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's just my opinion.
Awkward.
Well, that's all the time we have. I'm just kidding. No, I agree. I was actually at a friend's house. I'm surrounded by Laker fans over here, and a lot of my close loved ones are hardcore Laker fans. So the Lakers game was on earlier today, They won. I had to pull teeth in order for me to watch the Celtics game, because I was at their house, and they were like, you know, if D. Rose is in, they wouldn't have won. But, hey, he wasn't in, and the Celtics finally got a W after two games that they lost.
But you know what? This game was very important for them, because They lost those two back to back. They lost a heartbreaker to the Lakers, and from what I've seen with Toronto, they did not. They just wasn't into it, and you can tell. And it's like a lot of times, like with a team like that, like Boston, San Antonio, LA, they're a little bit older, and so yeah, like those 3 games and 4 nights is really going to be a killer for them.
Yeah. The super old teams. I mean, even the Mavs included. You know, especially with Dirk and J. Kidd. You know, everyone said, "All right, we're going to have a shortened season," but they failed to look at the schedule hard and say, "Whoa, there's like 42 back-to-back-to-back games." So if I go to yoga in the gym 3 days in a row, it's a wrap for me. And I'm nobody's NBA player, so I can imagine how their bodies are feeling, even if they're the best shape. Just playing at such a high physical level can definitely wear you out. I'm going to go ahead and segue. Speaking of wearing you out, listen, we know us ladies, we can be a handful, Curtis. But I got to ask you, as a man, you're coming on, you represent the fellas. Valentine's Day is coming up. We love that. But really, you've been my friend. You've been supporting me and everything I'm doing with the show. As a young man, navigating just the world, the dating scene, just trying to communicate with the opposite sex, how beneficial do you think it is for a young lady, even maybe someone that you're not involved with, but just a young lady in your life, to be knowledgeable about sports? How can that benefit a relationship, whether it's friendship, relationship, et cetera? Your opinion.
You know what's funny? I mean, I look really like in situations like that, I look at my parents. I mean, hey, they both watch sports together. They've been married I know they're listening, so don't kill me. I'm going to say 32 years. But they, I mean, my mother watches sports with my dad, I mean, and they, and like, they'll talk about it. And to me, that's just so, that's beautiful right there. I mean,
it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my perfect example right there is that, I mean, like I said, they look at sports. Like, my mom, like, she'll, like, text me. She'll say, "Are you watching the Eagles game?" And I'm like, okay, I know the Eagles are my team. I know I'm watching, I love a woman who would sit down and watch a ball game with me. That's nothing's more sexy than that.
There you go, ladies and gents. You heard it. I'm not faking the funk, female Phil guy. This is what I'm doing, bridging the gap. And before I go, I have to give a shout out to Mama and Papa Martin for raising a fantastic young man. And hey, Mama Martin, for knowing her. I hope that I've gained a couple more listeners by giving them their props. Curtis, your opinion on how the Bulls are going to go this year? You think they're going to take it all the way?
Yes, they do. Like I said, it really depends on injuries. They need to get Rip Hamilton back healthy. They need to get the home court advantage, as well as the most important piece, get Derrick Rose back healthy. If they get him back healthy, they get the home court, I really do believe that this is their time to take it. I mean, I know Miami's tough. I have no problem with LeBron, but hey, I think it's 2012 is the year of the Bulls.
The Bulls. There you go. I think that youth is definitely going to be served this year. The schedule is favoring the younger teams and D. Rose and all those young cats on the squad. I think they have what it takes. They're going to have to get through my Celtics, though. But I know my Celtics are old, but I love them. But if anyone that they would fall to, I would be kind of okay with the Bulls. Curtis, please tell the listeners where they can follow you on Twitter. You have some fun tweets, and I like going back and forth with you. How can they follow you?
Okay, all right. First of all, you can follow me on Twitter at kmartin81, as well as you can also find me on Facebook at Curtis Martin. That's K-U-R-T-I-S. It's Curtis with the K, everybody. But, yes,
follow
me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Hey, I love talking sports. I can talk about anything. This open book. Please follow me.
There you go. Follow my homeboy, born in the East Coast, but he knows it's about the West Coast, the best coast. Curtis, please come on anytime. We're going to talk Bulls and lights. Thank you so much for saying all the right things. You passed the test. We love you over here on FFG land. Curtis, good night. I know you're over there on the East Coast, so thank you for staying up with me. I appreciate you. There he is.
No problem. I'm kidding. No problem.
There you go. Have a good night. Have a good weekend.
All right. You
there too. It is. Boom. You know, I'm enjoying myself. Female Field Guide, the pre-Valentine's Day show. And, of course, you know, bridging the gap, it's a beautiful balance, ladies and gents. we're going to bring a fella. Of course, you got to bring the ladies on. We haven't had a single in the city segment in a very long time, so much so that it may not be single in the city anymore. Oh, baby. Hour long, if you can't beat them, join them, relationship segment. This is the Female Field Guide. When we come back, we're going to bring Ron Digga on. Speaking of Chicago, it's a very Chicago heavy night, but I'm okay with it, baby. I'm okay with it. We'll be right back. We'll talk with Rhonda just about sports and life and love and booze and all that good stuff. And when we return, it's Ron Digga on the ones and twos.
This is Josh Barr of the LA Dodgers. Just wanted to give my support to the Female Field Guide and all the great things that they're doing in sports.
This is Candace Parker of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Joe Bryant. It's also the papa of Kobe Bryant. You know, I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Love listening to Female Field Guide. Jazz, you got it going on.
Ja'Cory Harris from the University of Miami.
My name is Ethan Martin.
This is Ebony Hoffman with the LA Sparks.
Hi, this is Delisha Milton Jones of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
I'm Patrick Witt, played quarterback at Yale University. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yale. You know that playbook, huh? Left and right?
You're listening to Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide.
Welcome back. Sunday night. Time is flying. I hope you guys have enjoyed yourself. Thanks so much for Marie to come on. And Mika, of course, getting on the MIC. And, of course, Curtis Martin, KMartin81. Follow this man on Twitter. Well, like I said, it's about love tonight. It's, you know, hey, it's always about love when it's in SFG land. But you know what? Valentine's Day. I am a sap. I'm a hopeless romantic. And so, wow, I'm blessed to have a little show. So we're gonna have some fun with it. And of course, really when it comes to Valentine's Day, it's about love in all sorts of realms and aspects. Whether if it's a boo, a booski, a friend, I'm going to take Jerry George out for Galentine's Day. We're going to have a fantastic lunch, just me and her. Hey, if anybody else wants to call me, text me, all the ladies, Galentine's Day. But you know what? What about us singles that are just navigating through the dating scene? Or us singles that happen to be newly booed up? I'd like to welcome back our Single in the City segment, representing my personal project and my heart. She has grown so much since the show's been on the air. Ron Digga for our Single in the City segment. And it goes like this.
She is single in the city.
Dang, looking good, girl. Hey, Ron, what's up, baby?
Learn how she navigates through the dating scene in Chicago, baby. I haven't played that segment in a really long time, and we've got to bring it back more. But you know what? I can't wait. Let's talk to Ron Digga. Here we go. Ron Digga? Where the heck is she? Ron Digga? Where is she? Where is she? Where is she? Ron Digga, boom. There you are.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Hi. Now we got to give you another applause. Hey, sister girlfriend, welcome back to the show.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even get over that I have an intro like that. I feel really special.
Well,
it makes me feel really good.
You have made so much progress. You've been my special project, and to see you grow and
right.
Just love sports. Text me with the Bulls. I was like, are you for real? It really warmed my heart.
I know.
And
I know.
Said, it's wonderful, Lundrick, and I love you for it. And so look at this. You know, I guess it's like a Chicago hour because we had Curtis talking about Chicago. And now, geez Louise, you've been watching a little bit of the Bulls. And just really, what are your thoughts now that you are a newfound fan of the wonderful Derrick Rose and the Chicago Bulls?
I know. I just want to say first that I agree with everything that Curtis said. the sport language that I am trying to learn how to speak, and so I agree. I think the Bulls would have won as well if Steve Rose was playing against the Celtics. But We won't go there because we want to keep the air good, and so we won't go there. But I am a big fan, and the Bulls for life. I've debated about getting a jersey, and I was just talking to a student recently, and he was telling me about Michael Jordan, how I should get a Michael Jordan jersey, and even though Derrick Rose is fantastic, I should really align myself with what has made the Bulls, which is, as we know, Michael Jordan. So I'm on the fence about what kind of jersey I should get. But it's exciting. This is all very, very exciting, all of this. I still trip out that I live in this wonderful city, and the Bulls.
Ron, dang it. We got to get you. I'm so happy I'll see you in like a week and a half. This is so cool. We should check and see if there's a Bulls game.
I know. I do have. I wish I could have called in for the etiquette expert because I have a question about Valentine's Day, and gifts and sports-related gifts. So I was just talking to a friend who is married, and I was asking him what I should get my kind of new boo for Valentine's Day. It's like we're in the phase of we've been talking for like 4 months. So I don't want to get him anything too expensive, but I don't want to get him. No? Right?
Okay,
and get him both tickets. I'm like, both tickets?
Oh.
Maybe the Paul basketball ticket, but not both tickets. Please. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I mean, what is the appropriate thing to do? This is where that whole etiquette piece comes. But
when it comes to the sports gifts for the guys, you know, I'm all on that. Etiquette, that's why we have Maria come on for the segment. But knowledge with regards to the gift, boom. And I know Aries listens, so she's probably smiling because we had a nice little heart-to-heart over the holidays about your bootski.
Ronjika,
it's all about, I think that the formula for a fantastic gift for a sports-related fan, you know, it's obviously the sentiment plus, you know, whatever your budget is, the affordability equals a happy man kissing his boo because he's happy with the gift. So it really all depends on your budget. You can, you know, I got the, when me and Ari went to New York about 4 years ago. Oh, my gosh, 4 years ago. We went to a Yankees game. I said, I have to see the Yankees play before they tear down the stadium. I got the ticket on eBay or tickets for me and Ari on eBay. You can also check Craigslist. Just make sure that you don't meet him in the alley. Because you may end up, you know, not coming home.
Yeah.
But it's really all about the affordability. Then, I mean, I've only been to, you know, where the Bulls play once, and it was like nosebleed seats. But the fact to be there where MJ played, are you serious? So if you can afford it just to go for it, and guess what? It doesn't have to be a ticket on Valentine's Day or anytime soon. You know, the later the ticket, obviously it'll be a little cheaper. So if you think he's going to be in the mix for maybe a month or so, buy it. Or if he, you know what I mean, if he acts up by that time, go with one of your sister girlfriends.
I heard that.
But you see what I'm saying, baby girl? I got the X, two sets of Laker tickets. Now, you know I love that fool because it was Lakers, and I threw open my mouth when I bought both of them. But it's love. I knew it's love at the end of the day, and I knew that's what he loved. And so I got them. They weren't really pricey, but they were kind of nosebleeds, but I believe that he was happy that he got it. So it's really about what you can afford. You know what I mean? With regards to the Bulls. And the awesome thing is that you are in the city, so you don't have to go to like the big outlets. There's so many cute mom and pop, probably Chicago places where you can get some cool Bulls merchandise for him and for you too.
You're absolutely right. Well, thanks, Jazz. So, yeah, I was on the fence about that.
Absolutely. It's really about the sentiment and the affordability. You know what I mean? And also, I mean, with regards to we're going to keep it Chicago, you know me, I'm always sentiment. I always just put together little baskets and stuff like that, a basket full of bull stuff if you can't get the ticket, or a basket and have the ticket be the centerpiece and smaller, you know, a sticker, a Bulls pendant, da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, things like that.
It's a bucket list thing for both of us. He's never been to a game. I've never been to one, and it's something we both want to do. So I'm kind of thinking of myself in that situation.
You know what? And that's what we got to do. As sports fans, absolutely. I mean, the only place
I mean, now that I'm working in sports, if I had to cover a Laker game, of course I wouldn't turn it down, because just to be around that many wonderful professionals in sports. But I got those tickets. He went with his daddy. I didn't want to go. But, I mean, geez, as a newfound lover of sports, and what a fantastic another bonding adventure for the both of you guys to be able to experience a Bulls game together. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I gotta give, can I give you an applause just for being you, Rhonda? Rhonda, we're gonna stay in Chicago. We talked. I didn't get a chance to get you on the show about this, but when it was baseball season, you had a chance to visit both of the baseball stadiums. Hello in Chicago. Share with the listeners. We have a few more minutes about that experience and just how proud I am of you.
Yeah. It was oddly enough within the same like month or something. Like it was really close in time, but. We're talking about Wrigley Field. I can't think of what, I think it's U.S. Cellular Stadium.
They keep buying the, you know, the big companies, so they keep adding the names in front of them, you know.
Right, and that's where the White Sox play. And so we're talking apples and oranges. We're talking two totally different neighborhoods. We're talking kind of old school versus new school, and it was an experience, definitely. I will say, I live closer to Wrigley Field. I really do like the color combo of the blue and red, and so the Wrigley Field experience, of course, is a little more closer to home, literally, but I enjoy that because it has a lot of history. You could just feel it once you go, and I can go when you come to Chicago. We can go to both, actually. And the other stadium is like a stadium. It's big. It feels like a stadium, so they were both really great experiences, and I actually am looking forward to baseball season because, of course, that also means warmer weather and summertime. So,
absolutely.
Rondigo,
what's the weather? We talked on the phone last night, and since I'm coming from Indy to visit you, please keep me posted on the weather because I'll freeze my shoulder, knee, ankle, and wrist off.
Okay,
but I'll do
right.
it to visit you.
You're talking to a girl who was raised in California, and I still can't get used to how cold it gets here. So if you're in Indy, if you're in Chicago, Illinois, you will have, we're talking scarves, Jazz. We're talking heavy jackets. When I say jacket, we're not talking light sweater because that's jacket to Californians. We're talking heavy duty, as puffy as Puff Daddy in the late 90s. We're talking heavy duty coats, Jazz. Scarves to wrap around your neck and your face because the wind will blow your face down the street. So,
what?
Jazzy,
oh my God.
I love you. I'm
okay.
here. I want you to be prepared.
Oh, my God.
Gloves, the whole double layers of socks. I mean, granted, the weather is actually not that bad now, but when I say not that bad, I'm talking 30 degrees. Like
what?
So,
wait a minute.
And that's not bad at all. And so that's why I really want you to be prepared for real. Layers, layers. Long sleeve, short sleeve, long sleeve, tank top, sweatshirt,
terrible.
Jacket.
Rhonda.
I know.
Terrible.
Rhonda.
So,
oh, God. Well, I'll definitely be thinking about this this new wardrobe. Okay. We'll be talking this week. Rhonda, I mean, it is always a pleasure to have you on. We caught up, off air last night. We chatted the night away, and I said, Rhonda, please come on because I'm so proud of you in so many aspects. You got a booski, of course, your newfound love of the Bulls and basketball. And, you know, that's what I want to do on the show and in life and wherever God takes me with Female Field Guide. I'm so happy that you are taking full advantage of it. I'm kicking you off because, gee whiz, we've got about a minute left of the show.
Okay, good.
I love
you
to pieces.
Yes.
It's Rhonda. I'll see you in a week and a half. Woo-hoo! Bye, baby.
Let's do it.
Is it time to go already? I really hope you enjoyed yourself. The Female Field Guide Valentine's Day show. We talked to Curtis. We talked to Marie and Mika. We talked to Rhonda. I am so just appreciative for everyone that continues to listen to the show, whether it's live, whether it's on your app, if it's for the iTunes, if it's for podcasts, via Facebook, make sure you check us out because in the upcoming weeks, we will be streaming live. That's why you get to see the cheekbones in action through Facebook. We'll be sending, posting, tweeting all that information. Team FFG is here in effect. Thank you so much for everyone that's listening. It's all about love. If you're booed up, if you're not booed up, give your mom, your dad, your uncle, your cousin, your brother a hug. Life is short. We saw that this weekend with the unfortunate passing of Whitney Houston. It's all about love. I pray that you all enjoyed yourself on tonight's show. I hope to hear great reports about the lovers and about those that were spreading love on Valentine's Day and really every day. This is Jasmine George, your female field guide. God bless you, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.